step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.com.
Good morning, it's AM Tampa Bay, and we've got our favorite factotum and philomath in here. That would be Felix Vega, and I'm sure he's got a lot on his mind this morning.
A couple of things to talk about, really. One, early voting. Mail-in ballots went out last Thursday, and already some confusion because, I'll use one of my favorite fans of the show, my father got his mail-in ballot. He insists on voting in person, which he will do soon on October 14th when early voting starts. But he was like, well, do I need to fill this one out? I was like, Dad, I ordered it for you as a backup. So if, for example, because he lives in a senior retirement community, like many of our listeners do, you have to check with your community to see if there's still going to be a polling station where you can vote in person at an early voting site or also on election day. A lot of things change with the coronavirus. We saw this with the primaries that happened in our surrounding counties. Hillsborough, we were earlier in the process, so we were able to get our early vote or our voting done for the primary in place. However, a lot of these retirement communities around the Sun City area, Riverview, South County, also in Pinellas County, they double as polling sites usually for the public. A lot of them have now said, hold on, we're only going to allow our residents to vote here, so you need to check to see if your polling site is in one of those locations or an early voting site. Double check to see if that's still going to be the case.
Where could the big the fraud portion of this come in, Felix? Because I don't know if you saw when it comes to absentee ballots, I don't know if you saw the most recent Project Veritas video that has ballot harvesting going on potentially in Ilhan Omar's Minneapolis district. So that's with absentee ballots. Where could you see some of that?
We got to watch a lot of these stories and fact check a lot of them because, you know, Project Veritas and a lot of these other news agencies, the whole situation with the Pennsylvania votes, the ballots that the president was complaining about the other day, there were 9 ballots were thrown out by a temporary worker. He was talking about ballots were found in the river, ballots were found in dumpsters. It was the Pennsylvania voting officials, the elections officials, that actually contacted the FBI and brought them into the equation to figure out what happened. Was it what did the employee do with them? But it was only 9 ballots that were recovered. And they will be counted. And if they are not able to be counted or they were destroyed, the voters are going to be notified that they need to fill out another ballot. The question
was that only because those were found?
Well, they were found in the trash.
That's what if they weren't found? I'm guessing if that happened, and yeah, I'm glad that it was.
Right.
I'm sure there are stories of many of those that were never found.
Well, and see, that's what we don't want to get into, because you're saying this. I'm sure there's stories we never heard of. There's no evidence that that is occurring. So we need to be careful in this situation because.
How would we know?
Well, how do you not know?
Well, we found out about this one because they were found in the trash. There could be other ballots, thousands, that might be in the trash that people just don't stumble
upon.
But
see, that's the thing. It's like you're saying something that you don't know is true. You're throwing out a question where it's like, right.
No, I see an example of where it happened and how they found it, and that by just, obviously, common sense to go, oh, well, that happened once and they found it. It could have happened many times and they didn't find it.
It could have. However, I want to stress the fact that this is not something that we're seeing a pattern of. And so we need to be careful as we in the media, as people that are journalists and, that are on these shows, make sure that we're following the news and following these reports. And make it the one thing people can do for themselves, mail your ballot in early and track it online. It's easy to do. That's why the barcodes are on there. That's why everything is labeled the way that it is. And again, make sure that you know where your early voting sites are, because if you don't trust the mail, a lot of people are dropping their ballots off at early voting sites, which is a safer alternative if you want to make sure that it gets into election officials' hands.
Well, I'm going to bring up Amendment 3 here when we get back in just a second, because it's a pretty scary amendment, I think. But it's 8:45, and let's go to the newsroom right now. And Chris Trinkman, 2 on AM Tampa Bay, and Felix Vega here with us. I want to mention something here. I meant to mention earlier, but the city of Tampa took part in honoring families who have lost a son or daughter serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. The Gold Star Mothers and Families Day is recognized on the last Sunday in September. And last night, the city lit up Old City Hall, where a Gold Star service flag currently flies. And Mayor Castor said, "We can't imagine the strength and resilience of our military families who've lost a loved one in service to our country." And, of course, we've got a big military presence here, and it's great that they did honor Gold Star parents. I've got in-laws that are Gold Star parents. The other thing I got to bring up, this seems like the most ridiculous amendment, Amendment 3, the All Voters Vote Initiative, known as the Open Primary, creates a system where the top two vote-getters go to the general election. Now, they're doing this because independents and people like that can't vote. If you're not in a party, you can't vote.
Right. And but the end result is the weird part, as you point out, because you could be the top two vote-getters in the same party and then go to a general election matchup and not have one of the parties even included. And that includes someone ran as an independent for governor, cabinet member of the state of Florida, or the state legislature. So that's what I looked at this, and I'm like, okay, well, that seems, you know, you want to open up the all the primaries to people that want to vote, and, you know, maybe they're considering voting for, they're a registered Democrat, they want to vote for a Republican. We saw a lot of that happen in 2016, but I think the primaries still need to be closed within their own parties.
Yes.
And then let independents, if they want to run as well. But, like, this whole thing where it's just like, well, I was like, well, the top two vote-getters, that's it. And I'm like,
well, it's like saying, go on and make that the general election, man.
Right, exactly.
Just pick the top one vote-getter.
Right. That's what I don't think. And that's another one. And we haven't dove into the amendments yet, which I'm trying to work on a project for that right now. But the amendments are so important because you have to, like you brought up that point, people don't necessarily read them and research them and they end up just blanketly voting for them. And like last go-around 2018, one of the ones that Aaron was fired up about was the one that was banned indoor vaping that was tied to the offshore drilling amendment. And it made no sense whatsoever. We've had all the issues with the bundling of the amendments, which was done by the Constitutional Revision Commission, which they've been that's gone by the wayside. But it is important to read the amendments and understand, because what may sound like a positive benefiting you, the way it's written is actually it may not benefit you. And we're going to see this debate with the minimum wage amendment as well.
That vaping one is still so annoying. Remember there was like a month where all those stories were coming out about people dying and getting severely injured from vaping, and it was piling up. There was like 20 stories in one month. Have you heard about any of them in the last 2 years?
Well, no, the governor just refused to sign a bill to raise the minimum age to buy vaping products to from 18 to 21, which is directly against what the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody's been doing, which is pushing to ban vaping products from getting in the hands of teenagers. So it's one of those issues that's out there, but it's really not front and center anymore, even though the smoking ban was raised to 21 here in Florida.
Because it was all made up. The vaping stories, all lies. I'm telling you. Big tobacco. It has to
Speaking
be.
Speaking as a vapor.
Yes, I am. It has to be big tobacco. That's like, nope, everyone likes these things too much. They're off the cigarettes, so they came out with all those stories. And now we haven't heard one of them after these bans.
Yeah, and I was surprised by the governor's decision not to sign that bill, because it did have a wide range of support from both sides of the aisle. And again, like I said, the Attorney General Ashley Moody has been pushing for a crackdown on the marketing campaigns being done by the vaping companies targeting teenagers. So it's we'll have to. I'm going to dive deeper into all the amendments soon, but it's once again, buckle up, Buttercup, as I said before.
Yeah. How do you feel about the minimum wage thing going to ultimately $15 an hour?
The way it works, it's going to be gradually phased in, I think, $1 a year. So it sets a minimum wage, I think, at 10, and then it goes up by $1 for the next 5 years. The problem that I've seen in looking at that all the times it's come up over the years is that whether or not small businesses are going to be adversely affected, because are they going to be able to absorb that increase over even over 5 years, especially now in the middle of like the coronavirus pandemic, and we saw a lot of businesses go under. So I would watch what small business leaders, what they tend to do in terms of whether or not that's going to get the support that it needs. Obviously, you know, the argument it's a fair wage, $15 an hour, but I I think the small business owners and people that support small businesses are going to see some pushback on this because of the way that it may impact it on top of what's already suffering now.
It'll put some of them just out of business,
correct,
period,
yeah.
Or they can't afford to. It's going to put people out of work. People are going to get fired. I can't pay you $15 an hour or $10 or whatever. And plus, it's depending on what you do and where you are. I mean, $15 an hour in Miami is less than $15 an hour in Plant City.
Exactly. Dan, that's the other calculus that needs to be made, the economic analysis that needs to go into it. And that needs to be explained to the voters when moving forward.
Yeah. And it's not even state by state. It's really county by county, city by city type of thing.
Yep, it sure is. Well, anyway, want to make sure we've covered it all here. And I think we have. And you'll come up. You will be here tomorrow.
I will be here every day, Jack.
All right. That's good to hear. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 on AM.
Yom Kippur today, too.
Kippur until
sundown. I'm supposed to be fasting.
Yeah, I meant to, and it began yesterday at sundown.
Don't say it, Felix. Don't say it.
As you have a breakfast sandwich sitting next to you.
Mom, turn the radio off.
We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 on AM Tampa Bay. Can I have a bite of that?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.